This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Life-threatening, record-breaking heat. That's what the National Weather Service calls the searing heat wave across the West. It could hit 106 degrees in Barstow, California today. The AP's Ed Donahue with how Californians are handling this.
Contractor Sean Clifton was staying hydrated.
We have our little tricks to keep cool. Everybody does. And we just keep going.
This heat could feel even more miserable if there are blackouts. Turning up the air conditioning strains the power supply. It's not just miserable in California. In Utah, in Salt Lake City, the temperature reached 105 degrees, the hottest September day recorded, going back to 1874. I'm Ed Donahue.
Listen to what's been found on leaked Oath Keepers membership documents.
A new report says that the names of hundreds of U.S. law enforcement officers, elected officials, and military members appear on leaked membership lists of a far-right extremist group accused of playing a key role in the January 6, 2021 riot at the U.S. Capitol. The Anti-Defamation League Center on Extremism pored over more than 38,000 names on Oath Keepers membership lists that were leaked. Some say that they were never actually dues-paying members. Others say they are no longer members. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
President Putin is vowing Russia's war in Ukraine will go on. He says Moscow didn't start the military action, referring to his argument that he sent troops into Ukraine to protect Russian-backed regions there. No school on what was supposed to be this first day of classes for public school students in Seattle. Classes have been canceled for today after teachers voted to authorize a strike over pay and other issues. A Pennsylvania woman who was snorkeling in waters around the Bahamas was attacked and killed by a shark. The 58-year-old woman was at a popular snorkeling spot near Green Cay. This is AP News. Another state will tax student loan relief.
I'm Mike Gracia reporting Indiana will tax student loan forgiveness similar to other states. The Indiana Department of Revenue confirmed to the Associated Press Tuesday that it will tax student debt relief as income. Last month, the Biden administration announced it would erase $10,000 in federal student loan debt for individuals with incomes below $125,000 a year or households that earn less than $250,000. Federal Pell Grant recipients could receive an additional $10,000 in federal forgiveness. According to the Washington, D.C.-based Tax Foundation, Mississippi, Minnesota, Wisconsin, Arkansas, and North Carolina will also tax forgiven debt as income. I'm Mike Gracia.
Rent is starting to come down after spiking to record levels this summer. But experts aren't sure that rents will continue to come down. They're still wondering. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.